Please announce yourself.
It's Aaron David. Aaron David.
Shalom Rabbi.
Shalom, Shalom Rabbi.
Shalom, how are you? 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 So see, we're holding in Ruth Perek Aleph, but there's the biggest parable, so I can't stop. There's parables, Perek Gimel. It's when Pasukim Perek Gimel says something out of this world. Perek Gimel, Ruth. We'll go back to Perek Aleph, just his parables at Sumer and Perek Gimel. And Perek Gimel says this: Ruth has kiddushim that are not in the altar. The altar doesn't have what Ruth has, something mazel. We'll say the whole Torah, Ruth has something that the whole Torah does not have. The whole Torah does not have what Ruth has. So in Perek Gimel with Ruth, it says something marvelous. And Naomi told Ruth to go the Emsa Laila to Boaz and ask him to marry her. That's something out of this world. Something also out of this world. But Naomi told Ruth, go to Boaz, he's the shofet. The shofet of the whole door. And the shofet is bigger than a Navi, much bigger than a Navi. I heard from Rabbi Finkel, shofet is much bigger than a Navi. So he's a shofet. He's Rav Shach, or more than, Harbi, more than Rav Shach. So Naomi tells Ruth, go in the middle of the night to Boaz to ask to marry him. That's something out of this world. And Ruth does it. See, there's one of the men, Ches Kinyonim, Chazal said, Nami is Chazal. Nami is Chazal. Chazal say, you must do it. Rav says, a big Rav says, do something, you must do it. Because that's Chazal. Chazal, the building that door, the Chazal, that door, they're speaking, go this, and must follow them. So Nami is the God of door, that door, Nami, a woman. This woman says, go to Bus. This is the biggest pilot. It's frightening to do what Ruth did. Go be absolute to Boaz. Wow, something out of this world, something marvelous. And Ruth did it. See, this is the Ruth did something that she, and this she married Boaz. This is the Ruth to marry Boaz. She did what Naomi said to her to do, something frightening out of this pachad. She did it. That's the Ruth to marry Boaz. David Melech was the sword of Christ. David Ben Yishai, Abram Shnechecha, came out of this. That Naomi told Ruth, go, and Ruth did it. Ruth said, I can't do it. I'm afraid. I'm scared. No, Ruth didn't say, I'm scared. Ruth said, I'm doing it. Ruth said, whatever you do, it says, call Asher Tomri Eli Esa. This says, Tomri Eli, Ruth said, a person. Call Asher Tomri Eli, Tomri Eli Esa. I'm doing what you say. How scary, I don't care. I do care, but I'm doing it. It's scary, but I'm doing it. But whatever Chazal say, the Chazal said, do this. And the Shnomi Chazal, Sanhedrin, she said, do it, and she did it. The Pelra, something, I would say, I'm scared, I'm sorry. People say, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I'm too scared, I can't do it. No, Nami would say, whatever you say, I'm doing it. Because it told me Eli Esa, Mazel. Okay, that's also a big limud. That's the equal limud of this parak. Ruth did whatever Naomi said, I'm doing. Scary, little night boy, short fate, I'm doing whatever Naomi said, I'm doing. Tell her, maybe I should say this limud. Right? Forget my another limud, but that's very tough. This is the limud. Whatever Naomi said, I'm doing. Ruth said, I'm doing. But this is the pasuk in Ruth. Perek Gimel pasuk. Hey, Matomer Eleha, call Asher Tomri Elias. Whatever you say, I'm doing. I it's scary. I it's afraid. No, that's it. And then she came to Boaz, and Boaz said, Brucha at Lashem. And then said in Chazal, Brucha Lashem. Those words, Brucha Lashem. Boaz benched her. And Ruth wasn't able to have children. Because she married many years to Mahlon. No children. Because she wasn't able to have children. Bruchat Lashem, those words gave her the koach to have children. Those words. Bruchat Lashem. It says Medrash. Medrash says this. Ruchat Hashem, she went, she would have married Boaz if without this. Let's say Boaz would have married her anyway without all this. No children, because she can't have children. But since she came to Boaz Ben Zalaila and asked to marry him, he said, Brucha Ad Lashem. Those words, Brucha Ad Lashem, gave Korach to have children. This is called Limud Nura, something out of this world. That whatever Chazal say, we do, even though it's scary. Nomi says, do this. Nomi says to Ruth, I'm worried about you, when you marry, and Nomi has Korach to do this. Nomi is a Dagger El Yona. She's a Chazal. He says, do this. Go do this. So you do it. Whatever building a door say, you do, even though it's scary, you do. But you do it. Never. This isn't a Limud Nura, Limud Otzim. It's Kerav, what to do? Do this. It's scary, do this. No, do this. And if you do it, there'll be a Bracha and Sat Ishmael. This is what the Limud of Barakim or Ruth, a bit, one of the Limudim is, that Ruth did, this the Pasuk, call Ashtatom Rit Lai Esa. Whatever you do, whatever you say, I'm doing. And Ruth, right? I mean, Marvel, no. So, Marvel, no. It's a Limud Otzim for us. Rav says, do this, so you do it. A big Rav, not a young Rav, a big Rav who knows what he's doing. A big Rav says, go do this. So you do it, even though it's scary. Go ask this, or go to whatever he says. Go do this, or whatever he says. So, Marvel, no. Bruchat Lashem. And it's Boaz says, Hey Taft Chazdech Acharon Minarishon. Minarishon was you helped your mother in law. Now this chesed of marrying me, I'm much older than you, he's 80 or more than 80, and you're a young woman, you're married when I marry me, he says, I'm liberal. Hey Taft Chazdech Acharon Minarishon. She helped Nami. Nami came to Eretz Yisrael, nothing, no one, no food, no money, nothing, and she had no food. Ruth said, I'm getting you food. I'm coming to get Lekech, much Lekech. Ruth is the bas of Eglon Melch Moab, or Enoch. She's a big Isha Mechubedes. No, she goes to get Lekech for Nomi, Mavil, and she goes to get Lekech. So, and that was a big chesed. Nomi is starving, and Ruth is going to get her food. That's very chashuv, because she gets her food and everything. Take care of her. She's young. She can do, go things, go where, go things. Nomi's older, can't move so much. And Ruth does everything that Nomi needs. That's a big chesed. And Boaz says, Hey, taft chastech acharen acharon minarishon. Tell her.
How is marrying Boaz a chesed?
Because Boaz wants to marry, and Boaz is very old. Who marry him? See, people that are older, we're not older, but people that are very old want to marry. No one marry them. Oh, you want to marry? Oh, marry old women. Oh, together you'll be old. No, this is young women. Ruth is young. A young woman wants to marry old men. That's a chesed. People are older, marry older. You're older, okay, you marry older. You'll move around a little bit. You'll be home together. You'll have a nice life. But a young woman, young is impelling. Young is young is fire. Let's go. We're going to move. Older ones just say, oh, we'll sit down on the couch and I don't know what we'll do. Young says, well, let's young. You're young. So he says, a young man married or old? I think that is the divorce. See, it could be. Yeah, he's the. Read the pasuk. Heitavt chastech acharom na'rishon levuti leches achar abachorim. You go to a bacha. It says Boaz, go to a bacha. You're a young woman, go to young men. Yeah. Nice thing, you can live together nicely, very good. I'm much older. why you want me? I'm an old man. He's 80 or more than 80. Could be he was more than 80, 100 or more than 100. Very older. She's 40. She's young. So young marry old. It's a big chesed here. It's Boaz said a chesed, marvel. and Boaz only lived one day. They married one. It says Chazal, they married one day, and Boaz passed away after one day because he was quite older, and that's it. So she married one day, had Ovad, from him. Then she had Dovin. No, she was alone all her life. She was now Boaz left her. Now she was with Naomi. Naomi lived with Naomi, and then Naomi passed away. Ruth lived till Dovin HaMelech. Ruth saw David somewhere. Ruth saw Dovin HaMelech. Ruth, after marrying Doris, Ruth lived till Dovin HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech. Ruth was alone, but Ruth had Dovin ben Yishai. So he murdered her. So this young woman married an old man, and she got Dovin HaMelech Yisrael. Dovin HaMelech Yisrael. Something out of this world, out of this world. And cause why? Because she listens to Naomi said, do this. Aren't you amazed? Isn't it amazing what Naomi said? Do this. I mean, Naomi has to shock Boaz. Boaz is, for some reason, not moving. Boaz knows everything. He knows Yibum, Makol, but for some reason he's not moving. And we turn in. So Naomi said, we're going to shock him. Naomi could have asked him, will it be? They're cousins. Naomi and Boaz are first cousins. She can ask him. No. I'm sorry. Naomi is the Doda. Naomi is the Doda of Boaz. Not first cousins. Naomi is the aunt of she's a chosh woman. Naomi, she can ask Boaz in the middle of the day, why don't you marry Ruth? So yeah, maybe I will. But see, Noah wants to shock him. Wake him up. I can't ask him middle of the day. That one, somehow no one knew where that one go. Middle of the night, alone. He's there alone, middle of the night. Go alone to him, pella, and it worked. But I said, okay, I will see. But I said, it's a girl more than me. I foresee he wants to do it, and whole thing. But that woke up boss. But I said, okay, let's go. Let's get to him. Naomi said, Lo yishkota ish, in the end of Perek Gimel. He won't, there's no rest. Kila adara hayom. Hayom, everything will be mevura. Who marry who, how it's going to be. Lo yishkota ish, lo yishkot. He had no sheket, no peace. People say, oh, I'll see. No. Naomi said, this person will take care of it. Miyad, now, right, achshav. Hayom, hakol. Hayom will be Mavur HaKol and Kachavi. They married that day. That day they married, the whole thing, Perek Dalet, the whole thing they married. And then she married, Boaz married Rus, Yibum, and then Ovad, Yishai, David, Melch. But everything came because Rus said, I'm doing whatever you say. Isn't that something marvel? I'm doing what you say. It's a big pillar, something Rus was so, Maimin in Divrei Naomi. Naomi was her mother-in-law, something, but Ruth said, I'm doing what you say, and Naomi knew what to do. Aren't you amazed? Isn't it biggest palace? Palace Atsum here, what happened over here? But Naomi did tell Ruth, go to Boaz and Shalaira. Ruth does it, something Mavhil. I'm see, Rav Chaim would cry in Ruth. And it's like when he cried, this is the Bakori said that Rav Chaim cried and was exactly when, and I don't know, okay, now he's not here to say when, but he cried. So it could be he cried here also. The Pachad was, I'm not sure. He cried, I think, Perek Aleph, could be also Perek Gimel. I asked him, I went to him in the street, Balkore, Rabbi Kiel, that's all. I asked him, when did he cry? So he told me when he cried. But I forgot, for sure, Pergalf, when Ruth left Moab, go back to Israel with Naomi, with no one alone, no husband, no children, and who married her, Bechal, Moabia, the Tsar, Chaim cried after the Tsar of Ruth, going back to Israel alone. So could be quite a spectacular. If I can't cry, but if I cry, if I pray Gimel, the Pachad Ruth had going to Boaz and Shalaira, Pachad Nura. But Ruth, this Ruth is a big sort Emuna in Chazal, Emuna Chazal, one of the Memches, Emuna Chazal. People, I'm a fact fake. Lo Aleinu, yeah, what he means, he doesn't know all these things, but we have to do what the Chazal said. What Chazal said, they do know, they do understand, they know everything. They say what to do, do what they say. What they say. Okay, Hashem Shah, help us. Help us do what our Rebbeim say and follow them, and then we'll have a big Sfata Ishmael. Sfata Ishmael. Have biggest pilot. What?
Can you really give an example of something that we should listen to?
Yes, I'll tell you what you're doing. The Rabbi Shach, the Golagwa said, learn Shach Mutaria. Learn Shach Mutaria. That's what Rabbi Shach said. Shach said, learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yashua said, Rabbi Nachum said, all the Rebbeim of the door said, learn the Gemara. The Shivas, they learn a lot. They learn Pulim, Shurim, but the Gemara is Ikra. Learn the Gemara well. And then, after the Gemara, learn Pulim, learn Mefarshim, but first learn the Sugya well. That everyone says, Rabbi Nachum said it, all the Dolim said it. So they say, learn the Gemara well. For sure, learn Mefarshim, everything, but learn the Gemara, first what the Gemara says. Learn what the Gemara says. That's one limud. And Rav Shach said, learn Musa every day, learn Musa. Rav Chaim said, learn Musa every day. They're telling us how to live life. We know better than them. No, Musa, not so chashe for us. I'm saying, Gemara, not so chashe for us. We'll learn how everyone's learning. Play Shua, the Rashba, Rashmua, Rab Nachum, they have to do what they say. Learn the Gemara well. They say, learn the Gemara well. But we have to learn Halacha. They say, Rav Resh said, learn Halacha every day. Not doing that every day. Halacha every day. Not so doing that Halacha every day. Not so Pashit. I want to, but not so. Once I did it, the disciple told me. To learn Musa with children, so I did that. I did one thing. I learned Musa with children. The disciple told me, so that was very good. With children, that was something very, very good. I did one thing. It told me Musa with children. With not so makubo. That's a passion. Not everyone doing that, but Shem helped me. I did that one thing. I did what they said. Well, Stipler, he's a Chazal. Stipler is a Chazal. Whatever he said, he's the Sanhedrin. He said to do it, so I did it. But everyone says, that's okay. Say the most. What are they saying to do? How to live life? Learn Musa every day. They say learn Musa every day. Rav Dan Segal says Shlita, and Rav Chatzmerushin said, all the Mashkichim say learn Musa every day. Not everyone does that. No, some do, some don't. They're in the mood, not in the mood. Everything is totally, in their mood. Bruce is the biggest pilot. She did what Nami said. Aren't you amazed? Everyone has the same as pilot. She does what Nami said. Go to the boss. That's a Lila. Something marvel, no? Marvel. And here, and these pilots, is that biggest? I have biggest pilot. Biggest pilot. Some Bruce. Biggest pilot.
Rabbi, I think that not only is it something that's unbelievable that Russ did, but it's also something unbelievable that Nami told her to do it.
Right.
Nami herself that she said to do that. No, it's also
Right. See, Nami, I think this is my own for Nami wanted to shock him. His boss knows everything, but he's not moving. For some reason, not moving. So guess boss was waiting for them to make a move. I guess so. We have to look in the first him. But they have to make a move, and okay, if you make a move, I'll do it, but I was not making a move for himself for some reason. So Nami said, okay, I'm making a move. Nami is amazing. When Nami understood this is what you have to do. This is amazing. That's amazing. Nami understood that we must do this. Nami understood. We must do this. It's amazing that Nami had such a havana what to do. When Nami is in, just the aunt, not a woman. But she was rose to Daga to Nami was Daga Nero. Nami was something very, very mutual. Panaziva,
can I say another shot and why she wanted to do it then?
Yeah, why?
Because maybe the schus of the zrizus would make good things happen.
The schus of the zrizus, yeah, could be. Maybe Nami said we have to do things now. Zoriz, right? Not wait a second. Fine. Schus of the zrizus, it makes things happen. Right. Could be. You have to look in the Alshach. Alshach, he's the Adon. You have to look in the Alshach. We're in the Alshach has and Rus. You have to look in the Alshach. We're in the what Alshach says. Okay. Fine. So we're something on Rus. Rus is very dear, dear Megillah Atzuma. I very, very big Cheshek to learn Rus. Cheshek to learn. My Cheshek is in Rus. Learn Rus. Every Rashi, every Pasuk, you know. Rus is very. When we are boys, we're in America. We stayed up all night, but we couldn't learn Gemara. We learned Rus all night. My brother Shlita, we learned Rus all night. That was our Halel Shavuos Seder. Rus. Okay. Now, Pel Yoytzke, will we holding Rabbi Elio? Bachronis, or before, afterwards?
Rabbi's up to his gut.
It's good. So see, Vidui is a big thing. And then maybe I'll just say one more thing on Bachronis. See, there's a Rav Chaim Brim, the holy Rabbi Rav Chaim Brim, who would say, I think I said it right, but the holy, from the holy Chazanish, that this, I think he said, this following story that I think it's, I'm pretty sure he said it, that there was a two Peskim of Klal Yisrael, one was the Bach and one was the Taz. The Bach is the Shver, Taz Satsanullah, two Peskim Ador, the Bach and the Tur, Taz and Shulchan Aruch, the Peskim Ador, Harbei Pesukim come from them, all the Mishnah Berurah, Mali, Bach and Taz, everything, Bogan Avraham, all totally in Bach and Taz. So the Bach was a Rav in one town, Taz was a Rav in a second town. They were both big Rabbanim. And the wife of the Taz, the daughter of the Bach, wanted to go to Shabbos to her parents, go to her parents, the Shabbos parents. Taz was not masking. So they didn't go. One time the Taz's wife managed to convince him, and then they went to the house of the Bach, different city, on Erev Shabbos. They came to the house. And the Taz saw there's money on the shelf of the Bach. He said, I can't stay in this house. This house is also a stay. Because I'm the Rav of my town. A Rav, a big Rav. And there's no Pruta in the house. Every Pruta we have is given out to Anim. There's no money in the house. B'chlal, on Erev Shabbos, but until Shabbos comes, zero money, all to Anim. The Bach is a Rav of town, big Rav, big Bach. Money here. I can't stay here. He lives with the houses. I can't stay here. A house that has money can't be lived in. Must go back to our house now. Mia. So he packed his bags and started going. Bach said, what's happening? Where are you going? There's money here. Money here on the shelf. A Rav of the town can't have money in his house for Chalal, Erev Shabbos. A Rav of the town, no money given to him. So Bach, I'm most like you. That money for the curtain. All my money's out. I haven't got a pruta left my name, says the Bach. Everything is out to Anim. That they couldn't. I'm not allowed to use it, so the Taz stayed there, the Bach said. So we see such a Vachronis is something It's a big daraga, that daraga, no money problem. Or money, anim. That's a big daraga at Suma. Then comes with Shabbos, you want to buy something, no money. Whatever, Shabbos, give money, whatever there is. But there's no money because you see what a daraga they're holding on, the back and ties there, post-gador, post-kim of Israel, and they had word for anim, no money b'chal, and then the houses, an air of Shabbos, something. Just a story, just to show how what the dagger of the Pesachim Ador, Pachatad Pesachim Ador, give out the money, so something. I'm pretty sure Chaim said that was. I'm pretty sure he said it for sure. He said it in his own name. I think he said it in name of Chazanish. So I think he said it. I'm not sure. My check it out, but I think he said it in name of Chazanish. They were back to all the money, for now holding Vachuanis. They're back to all the money. I can't do that. Then we have to buy something to buy milk. And no milk. So we have to buy milk, bread. No? So, that's the daggers. Okay, but just to say, musagim, what daggers the back and ties were holding on. Okay? Maybe to say something else. The next one is Vidui. Okay, Vidui. So see, there's Vinoam. Okay, maybe just say something about Vinoam. Vinoam, we should say Vinoam by every mitzvah we do. Now we're learning Shabbos. We have to say Vinoam. Vinoam, Adonai Eloheinu, Oleinu, Ma'is Yodeinu, Koneinu, Oleinu, Koneinu, Oleinu, Ma'is Yodeinu, Koneinu. While learning should be Olah Shemayim. Kilo, he's Masber, the Yoitz. Kilo, Rav Shlomo Palak Shlita told me that Rav Yoshua, before he lit near Chanukah, said Vinoam. He says in Pel Yoitz, say every mitzvah, say Shema Kiddush, say Kiddush Vinoam, Havdalah Vinoam, learning Seder Aleph Beis Gimel Vinoam. So we say doing a mitzvah, Talmud Torah. Any mitzvah you do, say Vinoam. I don't know. Lower Inu, it's Rabbi Seinu, but maybe it's not a raya. Not sure. There's no quote of Inuam in Mishtibura. I don't think so, but so you have to know when to say. But he said to say Inuam. Shlomo Palak said he heard from Rabbi Yosef say Inuam, and near Chanukah. Could be he did it by every mitzvah, Limud Torah or whatever he did. He said Inuam first. We know I'm a kilo like a tila that my mitzvah should be olah l'shemayim, should be miskabel l'shemayim, should be done properly and well, and all the kavanas that I should do. That's her. We'll see more. You know, okay. There's also vidui, but vidui I have to learn well. We're not saying vidui. Friday say vidui every Monday, Tuesday, but only Ashkenaz say no vidui b'chlal. We said it in behalf. Now we. Had behalf say vidui, but not say vidui b'chlal. We need to hear in the whole vidui what's happening with the Ashkenazim. Sfaras say every day, Shachris Mincha. But Ashkenaz don't say vidui, so I don't know. We're not so rugged in vidui, the Ashkenaz, so I'm not sure. Need to hear in what happens in the vidui. Okay, so but okay. Vinoam, we should say Vinoam, at least, I'm not sure. Lower Inu, my BM said Vinoam. Lower Inu, maybe they said, and we didn't hear them. Maybe it's a Tzorachin. I'm not sure.
I once asked Rabbi Kalish if we're allowed to do mitzvahs, so that Hashem will be proud of us.
Right.
And he said that's the tefillah of Hinayim.
Really? That's Vinoam. Main mikiwa. Saying Hashem, we should have Noam listening to Hashem. We should have Noam. Our mitzvah, whatever we're doing, Torah, Tefillah, Mincha, Maariv, Shachris, we should be Noam. Our mitzvah, we should be doing whatever we're doing, we should be Noam listening to Hashem.
Isn't it Teva of the world that every person wants to impress their parents, no matter what the age they are, even if they're 67 years.
Correct.
Everyone wants to impress their parents.
And their wife. And wife also.
Anyway. But,
and the wife also.
So shouldn't that also apply to Hashem?
Yeah. We know him. Right. Very nice. Be proud. We're doing the mitzvah. Be proud of us, right? Very nice. Right. Very nice. Very nice. We know him. Be proud that we're doing the mitzvah as best as we can, right? Be proud. Very nice. Right. Very good. Right. We know him. Be proud of us. Right. Very nice. Very good. We have to start saying, we know him. Can Lower Inu, that Rebbe said it, but maybe they said it and quietly. Maybe not, Lower Inu, but maybe. But to kind of, I don't know. I'm always late. See, I finish after the Tzibur finishing, so I want to rush to say the Omer, so I don't say. Yeah, I want to say it. I want to say it, but I can't say it because I don't get to it. Because the Sibur's already ahead of me always. Yeah, see, I try to say Yichud in Tulin, because Tulin we should say the Tama Mitzvah, Tezvin Shulchan Aruch Tama Mitzvah.
Also, my sisters.
Okay,
no?
We're gonna try to say no, but we'll try to say from now on more we know. I don't have a shrimp to Hashem Basicha, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Sinai Chafei, that we should put in our tefillin, L'shabed L'ibeinu N'afshenu L'avos Hashem. This says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Siddur, so I try to say it or think it, that we're saying point tefillin, to be over to Hashem, L'shabed nafshenu libeinu la'avos Hashem. That says in the Siddur and the Shulchan Aruch. How does that feel with the words, with the pasuk? I don't know. Toshem v'ficha, has Hashem and Zorachin. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, this is the kavana tulin. L'shabed libeinu nafshenu la'avos Hashem, and we should be zochah. The whole bria is the v'yad Hashem. That says in Shulchan Aruch, we should do that. The Bach says it's ma'akef. The Bach says leman. It says the word leman by tulin, by sukkah, and by it says leman. Where it says leman, the Bach says is ma'akef. So. Where says Namaki, but still we should say him. My friend might tell us, I think to remember mitzvahs, last say some. Liskor mitzvahs, last say some, is the kavanah of tzitzis. And so him, Liskor is Yaakov Yad Hashem, we want to be over it, when Rashabi Libeni Munafshenu Ramza Abos Hashem. Okay. Okay, let's go. Now, to hold this. Listen,